as if you didn't have enough to do already, scouting for alfalfa weevils should be added to your to-do list. And then, as other crops get planted and start to grow, well, scouting for other insects will then become necessary. Ron Hammond, extension entomologist at The Ohio State University, says that at least here in the eastern Corn Belt, about the only insect of concern right now is the alfalfa weevil. That is, until other crops get planted and start growing.
And a lot of that just has to do with the fact that very little corn or soybeans are actually planted right now. Hopefully right now we're in some dry weather. It'll stay dry, so we'll get a lot planted, and then we'll have to start paying attention to these crops as they emerge. So, you know, right at this specific moment, the only thing really out there is alfalfa that the growers have to worry about, you know, the possibility of some alfalfa weevil, which we have heard reported. Over the next couple of weeks, as our crops start to emerge, then we're going to have to start paying attention to, things like black cupworm and no-till corn, perhaps corn flea beetles in some areas. In eastern and northeast Ohio, we'll need to worry about slugs, but we still have to wait for the crops to actually get planted to be a starting to scout.
Ron, has the weather this spring so far, the wet and cool, has it slowed insect activity down in any way?
Well, it's definitely slowed activity. However, we have to remember that if you look at December, January, and February, we actually were above average on temperature there. Obviously, we have been cool, so things have slowed down. But, you know, the thing to, you know, join in on that is that the crops just haven't been planted yet. So I would tend to think in terms of the insects, we'll still have a lot of the normalcy in terms of timing and all that. But, you know, like we always say, that's why, you know, since we're not sure on anything, that's why we need the growers to get out there and scout as soon as they start having those crops starting to germinate. Just, you know, like usual, we tend to say, you know, the weather's going to determine a lot of the things in the future. And that's why we have, you know, is it going to be a wet spring, a wet summer, a dry, you know. As we go along, you know, we recommend reading our corn newsletter on the web to see what's happening because things can change at a moment's notice.
Ron Hammond, I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.